I have a friend who tells me, Trig, you need to focus. I tell him, I am focused. I'm just focused on a million things all at once. This is the Creativity Podcast with David Trig. In 2003, I started a blog, and it was pretty popular. A few years later, I started a podcast, and less people listened. They weren't very popular at the time. And then about 5 years ago, I relaunched the podcast and it was pretty successful. But then over the last few years, I've been wondering what exactly is this podcast about? And maybe you've wondered the same thing. Is it about faith and devotionals? Is it about business? Is it about positive mindset and empowerment? Well, sure, it's about all those things. And yet, even though all the marketers out there and common sense says that I should just talk about one thing, the reality is that I do talk about one thing. The one thing is everything. Oh, of course, I'm not into flowers. I'm not into rock climbing. I'm not into fixing cars. But I'm into a lot of things that are creative. And instead of trying to narrow down my niche or find my ideal customer, I guess the ideal customer is someone like me. Someone who likes a lot of things and who is content and more than happy to share all that I'm learning all at once to anyone who would listen. So yes, we'll talk about God and we'll talk about business and we'll talk about my life and my past and we'll talk about music and computers and tech. No, it won't be a tech review podcast. No, we won't just talk about the Bible. Of course, I love the Bible. I won't talk about church exclusively, although I love the church. But by now, if you know me, you know that I like a lot of things. Not everything, but a lot of things. And if you are a creative, a content creator, a writer, someone who posts pictures on Instagram hoping to be famous. If you do videos on YouTube, you follow Casey Neistat, you love Seth Godin's books, you're addicted to Steve Jobs and all of the online marketers, then this podcast is for you. But maybe you just like God and faith and you like to hear me talk about Jesus. But you're also a creative. Well, this podcast is for you. Maybe you're someone who knows that there's something great inside of you, but you deal with anxiety and you have a past that doesn't make sense to many. Then guess what? You're home. This podcast is for you. And hey, if you want to make money, if you want to be rich and famous, then yes, I am keeping my Gozabel. Sorry for those of you who may not like it. This podcast is for you because guess what? Just because I'm a Christian, it doesn't mean that I want to be rich and famous. And so I've thought about including guests. I might. It's not as hard as it used to be with the technology. Maybe a guest that would also think similarly to me and you, creative people that want to do great things, that maybe have experienced pain and loss, and they have overcome or are in the middle of overcoming those obstacles. Well, I hope to do that. I remember one day I was at this school event playing my guitar, emceeing the event, prancing around, shaking hands. And then this parent who was jealous, he came up to me and he said, "Are you some sort of Renaissance man or something?" To which at the time, as a young parent, I felt offended. Heck, I didn't even know what a Renaissance man meant. So I looked it up and I thought, you know what? I am a Renaissance man. I do a little bit of everything. I'm a jack of all trades and master of none, but I have a real desire to share everything I know. And that's the thing about content creators. I think I have finally found my niche, my tribe. I am a content creator, or as my wife calls me, I am a CCM, a content creating machine. So maybe you are a CCM, but you're trying to still fit in into the mold of just do one thing and just focus on the one thing that'll make you millions, or that will make you happy, or that will serve the world, or that will finally give you the success that you want. You know what my success is? It's to be creative. It's to be a content creator. My success isn't to be linear, to be focused, to have one idea, to succeed at the one thing. My success is to be a content creative machine. And so let's create together. Let's talk about creativity. Let's talk about the ups and downs of creating and having nobody care. Let's talk about the joy of just the simple creation of the process itself, and how addicting and how mind-boggling it is to create one day and then have nothing the next. Sometimes I don't just have writer's block, I have life block. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I don't want to talk to anybody, record anything, read anything, much less be on some camera. I don't like the cameras. It's not that I'm not, well, yes, I am self-conscious about my head, my weight, my looks, my nose, my eyebrows. I guess these days, only the beautiful survive. But I think more than that, the INFJ in me longs to talk deeply and drink deeply from the well, to communicate and to cry and to smile and to laugh. The other day, I was having my favorite breakfast ever, steak and eggs, at the local burger joint, Omega Burger. And I opened my Kindle on my phone, which I don't often do. I like real books. But my friend recently wrote a book, and every time I open to the next page, 5%, 10%, 15%, I think I'm up to 20%, I cry. Every time I read his book, every time I highlight a sentence, I am laughing hysterically at the things he says, the life of the immigrant, farting on the bus. Don't ask me, you have to read his book. And just feeling. And really, that is our pursuit, isn't it, as creators? Is to feel and to offer. To offer you something of worth that will touch you and change you and move you. We want the accolades and the money and the fame. Heck yes, I do. And sometimes, guess what? I could care less. I just want to walk away and know that I've touched your life. And that's all that really matters. I think for too long I've tried to be smart, to be like somebody else, to be like Michael Hyatt, or my friend Cliff, or Ray Edwards, or Joel Osteen, or heck, the guy down the street. But I think in reality I am a Renaissance man. I'm just simply a creative person who loves Jesus, and who loves to give to others. And maybe you are the same. Perhaps you also can relate to this crazy chaos, this manic world of movement, of pictures and dreams and depression and anxiety, of failure and shame mixed in there with passion and unmistakable love. And if you are that, then this is for you. Because there is no greater joy for the creative type than to feel and to pass it on. So that you would hopefully do the same in your own life. Because guess what? We're all connected. It's not just me. It's not just you. It's both of us. It's 5 and 10 and 50 and 20 other people creating. Oh, yes, then there's money. your job, your 9-to-5. I hope you love what you do. I do, but I haven't always. We're going to talk about that as well. And yes, guess what? Relationships and love and sex and rock and roll and money and failure and bankruptcy. We'll talk about all those things because that's my life and our addictions and my addictions and yours. And how do we love the wives, our friends, our parents who watch us scratching their heads, wondering what is he going to do next? And yet knowing that this is what they love. This is who they've married. This imperfect, beautiful chaos. This combination of sweat, blood, and jeers, or cheers, as I like to call it. Yes, we like to sweat, but we also like to laugh. Laugh with others, laugh alone, laugh with our family, laugh with our children. So if you are in a dark place, if you're experiencing a dark night of the soul, and you're not creating like your friend, like your mentors and coaches tell you to, guess what? Don't create. You're creating a life inside of you. You're creating internally. I need to really turn off that clock, don't I? It's so annoying. I hate that clock in this room. It's so loud. I will do that for the next one. But back to what I was saying. If you are a creative and you're not creating right now, guess what's happening? God is creating inside of you. Let Him write inside of you. You don't have to go on Facebook Live. You don't have to do a podcast or go to the latest conference. You know what? Just sit at home. Just sit with your dog. Play your guitar. Just go in the backyard and watch a bird or traffic or the cables outside of your house going from house to house. Just be alone. A cup of tea. I like coffee. Whatever it is, just do what you need to do. You know what my mantra is? My life verse is do what you want. And you know, instead of judging myself as I have for so many years, oh, well, don't want what you want because all that we want is evil. I want love. I want to be one with my wife. I want to be rich and famous. And that's a good thing. Do what you want. I'm not going to have this podcast be just one thing. I'm Ty Lopez mixed with Richard Rohr, and maybe you are the same. We're a mixture, we're an odd lot, but we are the creative types. And if you're asking the question, which I ask myself all the time, which is, okay, Trick, how long will this last? You know, I have no idea. It'll probably last as long as something new doesn't pop into my head. Let's tell stories of love, of grace, of gozo, yes, and most of all, create. Creator, create. Thanks for listening. Until next time.